Time for What You Need to Know. It's being brought to you by Morongo. Play it safe. Good times. SLK on 710 ESPN. Clinton Yates in for Sedano today.
What up?
Yeah. And here is Laura standing by with What You Need to Know. Hi, Laura.
What up, boys? Hey. So I just want to let you know it's Happy X-Men Day. Okay? Yes.
Shouts to the mutants. Great animated series, by the way.
Thank you. I like the enthusiasm from you guys. Anyways, so if you could say this is a character from X-Men that represents me or resembles me, not physically, just personality, and I'm going to go to Cap first. Cap, what character would that be?
What do you think?
Oh, I don't know. I'm asking you.
Oh, here it goes. I mean, I thought this was very obvious for all. Am I not Wolverine?
Sorry, buddy. Absolutely not.
No.
Yes,
Greg's like,
are.
I got that on lock. Have you seen my chest hair? Clearly, I'm Wolverine.
Have you guys not, like, checked me out? I mean, I am Wolverine.
Yeah, no.
Oh. That's a great answer.
I mean, that's what you think. I'll give it to you. But...
Thank you. Thank you for giving it to me.
What about you, Clint?
I am, and this is not even a joke, because this is a character that when I watched the animated series when I was a kid, I was not a big X-Men comic book guy, but I was a big X-Men trading card guy, as well as the cartoon. I am Gambit. I will throw these cards at you with very disdainful attitude, you know what I'm saying, and great hair. That's who I am. I'm Gambit.
Okay. And, of course, well, I mean, I got other people in the studio, but I want to go to LZ.
I think I would be Magneto.
Ooh, yes.
Very sometimey. Sometimes I'm on your side. Sometimes I want to mess some stuff up.
May I offer a different suggestion, which is that LZ is Beast in Ooh. That he's very smart, very calm, but, like, you know, ripped. And if you want to get after it, it's go time. You know what I'm saying? I see a Beast player comp, if you will, LZ.
Mm. I prefer Magneto.
Okay.
I like Fair rising enough. Above it all.
It is who you think you are. You know what I'm saying? Not
I'm
who
just
someone
out
else.
You're watching IG stories. Think.
I would have never have made you Gambit, but you took it, so here we are.
And since the boss Gambit. Is in here, Amanda, who would you be?
I'm Professor X. I'm like the mastermind.
That's true.
Then stop walking around then. Start acting like it.
Say.
Greg?
Cyclops, I think I would probably. By the way, Gambit was a great call. I love
Thank
that was
you.
One of my
no,
favorite characters.
I didn't say Gambit was a bad character. I was like, how Clinton is going to try and claim Gambit?
Yeah, I think I would probably be more of a Cyclops where, you know, a little bit more low-key but still kind of, you know, running things from behind but not getting into too much of the trouble. You know, yeah.
So basically you're saying Cap is going to punk you every other time y'all run into each other.
Well, I would have gone more with Wolverine for myself because I can get angry really easily and I got the big old beard for it. So
it's not that big.
It's not that big.
Greg is Wolverine for my money, just so we're
Thank you. That's okay. where I was going to go, but Cap took it, so I, you know, I didn't want to
Well,
go
if you were going to recast and you took Wolverine, then what would you put me in?
Cyclops.
You'd put me in Cyclops.
Yeah, yes. I think that's fair. Yeah, I think that's a fair trade. That's a straight-up trade. That's Clinton Portis for Champ Bailey for you old-school NFL fans. Strong trade.
I don't think I like this.
I don't know.
But he's the Brotherhood. He's not part of the X-Men.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Wow.
But Toad is not a bad call. Not a bad call.
Wolverine
Which one's yours, Laura? Yeah, let me tell you guys.
No.
Jean Grey, Phoenix.
We're doing total guy energy right now. We're ignoring women making me a sandwich.
Big white.
You come into the studio and you turn into Greg?
Oh, whoa.
Greg is getting sandwiches?
Mom, can you bring more pizza rolls?
How long has Greg been getting sandwiches from you, Laura?
None. But he tells me to be quiet, that he allows me to do things.
My misogyny was a joke. I can't speak to his misogyny.
No respect.
Mine was a joke.
So which one are you, Laura?
No, you too.
So, Laura, one are you?
Could you please tell us who you most identify with from the X-Men universe, please?
Oh, I will definitely do that. I think because I'm an empath, I would be more like Jean Grey, but I would want to be Storm.
Who does? Here's the thing with Storm. She talks too much.
Well, hello, me.
What?
Storm talks too much.
I'm not here for this POC erasure.
You don't
okay?
talk too much, Laura.
Oh, thank you.
You don't talk too much. Because sometimes you just do things. In the animated series, Storm wouldn't go to the bathroom without delivering a soliloquy first. You know I'm telling the truth.
You are. Storm had a lot to say. Storm was like, you know what I like to say? When I watch LA local news, because I'm a big local news guy. I worked in local news for years before I got here. And like the people talk about the weather, and I'm like, yo, how do y'all have this much to say about the weather? It's nice all the time. And Sorum, who controls the weather, I'm like, you got a lot to say about the weather for something that's 75 and nice all day. You know what I mean? So that's the equivalent for me.
Real Matt's got capped down as Nightcrawler, Kurt Wagner.
Oh, he's a cool character.
Well,
like
I'm a cool guy. You know? I mean, what am I going to tell you?
Pounces
I'm a cool
hair.
Guy.
In X-Men Fair. 2, just to say for Nightcrawler, X-Men 2, that is one of the coolest scenes in all of the X-Men movies,
when he
period.
Attacks the White House?
Yes.
Yeah, that is dope. That's and it holds up.
Yes. You can still watch it now and be like, damn,
actually,
that was X2 awesome.
X2 holds up.
Yes. X3, and we're not going to talk about that.
Talk two
about
segments that. In a row, I wanted to talk about the Dodgers, and we haven't. I just
all right, fine. You know what?
This is my little piece, okay?
If Clayton Kershaw was an X-Man, who would he
Thanks,
be?
Thanks, Laura.
You're welcome.
Who would Clayton Kershaw be as an X-Man?
He would actually probably be Magneto, to be very honest.
Because?
Can't figure it out. Electric, magnetic stuff, if you will, but never really, you know, conquers the good.
Well, there's what you need to know, brought to you by Morongo. Play it safe. Good times. There you have it. All right. Clinton, you have
Storm
said
Storm is claustrophobic. You guys knew that? Did you know that, Laura? That Storm was claustrophobic?
Oh, I did not know that.
You still want to be Storm?
No.
All right.
Oh. I don't.
Sorry, Cap. I'm just reading from Spider Palenka.
Yeah, Scott, please
Twitters.
Go ahead. Please go ahead.
Clinton, jump right in, because I know that LZ is going to be now fixated on who's going to play who and what. So
I'm just doing what the listeners want. They
I know it.
They keep hitting me up with names.
I'm telling you. I mean, they're
but
casting
you're wearing
the
a shirt.
Lakers. Yeah.
I don't believe it.
Clinton, jump in yes. here to the Dodgers. Let me ask you this. Two nights ago, Gavin Lux hits this home run when the Dodgers are very, at that moment, downtrodden. Even in that game, again, this is going back two nights ago, Mookie Betts comes up late in the game, bases loaded, works an 0-2 count to 3-2, and ultimately strikes out looking. But Gavin Lux hits that home run. Could that be a defining moment, a turnaround moment in the season? Another win last night. Clinton, I know you love baseball. I know you want to jump in on this. What do you make of the situation?
So there's a couple things about this. And number one is, we all know that the Dodgers are, as far as I'm concerned, top to bottom roster, you know, 1-25, the most talented team in Major League Baseball. That's just a personal opinion that we can argue with separately, but I'm not going to argue with it for the purpose of my point. Now, the reason why that matters is because, you know, listen, I'm not Travis Rogers. I didn't play college baseball, but I played, you know, a lot of baseball. That's the sport I played, for those of you who don't know. And there's a thing that happens when you're in the dugout and your team is batting and your guys start hitting the ball, where you get up to the batter's box and you just say, you know what? I'm going to let it rip. We're going to get these hits. And if you're on second base and I'm at home, we're trading places. The Dodgers were in that little, you know, zone for the past couple games where they're just like, I don't care. Get in the plate, hit the ball, swing the bat, and something good's going to happen. And that, to me, it was the first time this season I've seen them play that, like, loose, if you will, quite frankly, and don't get upset, Cap, since they played the Padres. Because after that Padres series, they had a little hangover, you know? It was a real deal thing. The psychological blow that was having to put everything into that series, I think it affected them. And I think they're back to, hey, we're just playing baseball now, guys. All right, swing the bat. Hit the ball, run the bags. And that's ultimately what this game is about. It's that when you rely on just fundamentals and your skills, you can do it the right way. And that's what I think the Dodgers are back to. And that was what I saw most prevalently from the last couple games, that these guys are just, you know, they're letting their skills rule what they do and not letting sort of the books and the matchups and all this other stuff, which is not nonsense, but it is different than when you're just on the field. That's where I think the Dodgers are, LC. And I wonder if you're feeling that as somebody that I know cares about this team a lot. They were swinging and hitting, which is what I like.
You really think Magneto for Clayton Kershaw, huh?
Oh my God, enough. Yes. It's because the guy doesn't have, he's not in touch with his emotions in a way that he can express them without destroying everything. That's what it's about.
All right. Okay. I'll roll with it. So yesterday, the great Chris Morales put together a fantastic open, I'm assuming, because I actually didn't hear it. But Young Blood was the song that I asked him to use. And it was because of Gavin Lux and also THT. But really, it was more about Gavin. Because THT is further along in this process. He's already been christened by the best player on his team. Gavin is still, there we go. Gavin is still trying to stick with the team. He needed that that other night. He needed that, and the Dodgers needed that. And I agree with you. I think once they saw or were reminded about Dodger baseball, now they're back to playing Dodger baseball. They just forgot themselves for a little bit. It was a little bit of a slump. There were definitely some frustrations. But that big moment for Gavin was amazing for him and a jolt, that much-needed jolt for the Dodgers as a whole.
I tend to agree. Listen, any baseball season is going to have multiple moments where you might say that happened at a time when we needed it, and it was a big emotional uplift for the club. And for me, it wasn't just the way Gavin Lux hit the home run. It was him beating his chest. Let's freaking go. And looking at his dugout and tossing his bat. Because, again, that's a clutch situation for a young player to come up in when the guy who you're all counting on, Mookie, strikes out looking after working a long count. So that could be. Greg, I want you to jump in on this conversation because it's the first series win that the Dodgers have had in the last five series. So are you thinking that your Dodgers are back the way AD says the Lakers are back, or are you thinking two straight wins are only against the very marginal Mariners?
That was really loud. I love the song, but it's just... All right, there we go. So
you got to feel it, man.
Take my shirt off.
What are we doing? Look,
I can bounce with this song. I have no problem
with
it. Oh, bounce. Sorry, bounce?
Yeah, bounce. Not dancing.
Is that a problem? You not like the words I use there?
We didn't know where your center of gravity was, Playboy.
You ain't do a bounce or a bit or nothing. You're just sitting there. So when you going to bounce?
I thought when you said you could bounce to this song, you were going to leave.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Stop that.
Go ahead, Gregory.
He's worse than Captain. I'm just kidding.
Anyway, no, I'm
going to school of.
Gavin Lux has been struggling a lot recently, and it was mostly because what he's doing is he's hitting a lot of ground balls. He's not lifting the ball, and when he does, it's a lot of it is going just these little pop-ups that don't go too far out into the outfield.
Flares.
So yes, they're little flares. So, but instead, what he did in that game, he got a good piece of that ball, and he knocked it out of the park. So that just gives him a little bit more of that confidence of to be in the big leagues, because that really was his first real big league home run, because the other one was a pinch hit home run against the Nationals in the playoffs. This was an actual in-game, meant a lot. They were up big in that game. It was like 8-0, 10-0. This was a big-time home run for him that actually puts him into the series, into the big leagues. I thought that was a huge hit for him, and that hopefully that'll get him going moving forward. So I do think, Cap, that the Dodgers are starting to find themselves again. They are getting hits. It's not these little dribblers. It's not off the end of the bat, or they're not doing any of the barrels or overrated nonsense. They are hitting, and that's a big deal.
Would you also say that the umpires are calling the strike zone a little differently and that the Dodgers have been able to adjust now, and that's why they're starting to hit?
You trying to set me up with that?
Well,
Clinton, did you hear about this?
Yeah, I heard about this. Yeah. But here, I'm going to say this separately, which is that I think what Greg is talking about here is something that the reason why I brought up my terrible baseball career in high school is because there's one idiom that I actually believe in any dugout, in any ballpark, in any sand lot, in any parking lot in America, which is that hitting is contagious, you know? And when you get on the bags and you're seeing the ball well, and the guy who does not normally get the barrels that Greg is referring to actually connects with one, there's a visual element to that, which, you know, big league acumen requires to be like, oh, if that guy can do that, we can all do the rest. And I think that they are on a hitting streak of contagion, and I like that. You know what I mean? Like, this is what this is the reason why you put together a lineup that is created of a bunch of guys that can kind of do everything, and not just like three or four guys that can do one thing and three or four other guys that can do another thing. Like, you've got a lineup that, oh, if we all start hitting, we gone. You know what I mean? And that's what I saw from the Dodgers in the last couple games. It's like, okay, somebody's getting some hits. Let's string them together. And next thing you know, we're scoring runs all over the place, the most important thing to do in the game.
Yep. And so the Dodgers have won
Sharif
two straight.
Wade has hit us up, and he wants to know which X-Men would Mookie Betts be. Now, I say Morph because he can give us whatever we need.
This is Mookie would be Mookie is who he would be. Create a new character.
You already think he's a mutant?
Create a new character.
You think he's already an X-Man?
Have you seen him play?
I have seen him play.
Have you seen him run the bases?
I have seen him run the bases.
Exotic base running.
Exotic?
Have you seen his chains and his
Welcome
socks
to the stage,
and
Mookie, at the right. exotic base running.
Forget about Mookie for the X-Men. I want Mookie in your Chicago's and in your Greatest Showmans. That's where I need Mookie. Okay, he is the Greatest Showman. That's what we're talking about.
All right, hold that thought for 1 second. Clinton Yates in for Sedano. SLK on 710. Coming up, the Rams schedule is now considered one of the toughest in the NFL. What does Vegas expect from the Rams in terms of wins and losses? And on the way, I got to ask LZ a little parenting advice this afternoon. Stay with us. It's SLK on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sedano, LZ, and Cap on 710 ESPN. George is on assignment with the network. I mean, I don't really honestly know where George is. It just sounds kind of cool to say that he's on assignment with the network. George is off for the next 2 days. Clinton Yates filling in for Sedano.
That's my theme music right now, too, in case you didn't know.
Nice.
You don't know me.
I gotcha.
Y'all do.
Very nice.
You know me now.
LZ, I got to ask you for some parenting advice. I do. Okay, but before I do, before I ask LZ for some parenting advice, let me just say this. We yesterday, Clinton, LZ and I and George, we were going through the schedules of the Rams, the Raiders, the Chargers, the Niners. We were taking a look live on the air as the schedule was being released for the NFL. The Rams have, according to the schedule power rankings, the 10th toughest schedule in the NFL. And Vegas says that the Rams will win 10.5 games. LZ and I made our predictions yesterday. I was at 9-7 for the Rams. LZ, do you recall the numbers you came up with yesterday?
I do believe they were 13-4, the Rams.
9-7 is the wrong number because there's one more game, but okay.
9-8.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
9-8.
So I think it was 13-4 for me with the Rams. I think I had the Raiders going like 6-11 or something like that. 6-10.
12, whatever it was now with the 18 games. Yeah.
How many games are they playing now?
They're going to play 17.
17.
Yeah. 18 weeks, 17 games.
No, I meant the Raiders.
Oh. How many games are they going to play?
7-10.
Yeah, aren't they playing less?
7-10.
People don't want to see them that much anymore.
What do you say, Clinton? What do you think about the Rams? They got this schedule now that's 10th toughest in the league, and Vegas says 10.5 is their over-under. Are you over 10.5 or under 10.5 on the Rams?
Not going to lie. Haven't looked at the schedule directly because I just haven't. But we have discussed this. And the reason we've discussed this is in the context of who gets what in terms of national exposure. And the Packers have a bunch of games. And I'm not going to go off on some bit here. But the question that we were asked on Around the Horn today was about whether or not the Bucs, as in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, had a schedule conducive to repeating. And the reason why that's of import, obviously, is because the Rams have made changes and the Rams are in the mix. But what I said and what I'm going to say now is that I don't know that any team in the NFC does not have a – let me rephrase that. Every single team in the NFC not named the Bucs has an identity crisis that they have to deal with before I'm going to consider them true contenders for the Super Bowl. Now, does that mean I think the Bucs are going to repeat? I don't know, but – they know what they're dealing with. Rams, new quarterback. Packers, God knows what the quarterback situation is. Let's look at their current rival or their immediate rival, the Bears. Great new quarterback. That's not happening. If you get to Seattle, okay. They had some offseason unrest, if you will, at best. And the NFC East is a debacle with the football team who won that division with a guy whose name sounds like a beer. You know, and like that's fine. I just sort of feel like the Rams they really have to prove it this year. You know, that's a real thing to me in terms of like, okay, you had Jared Goff, you went to the Super Bowl, you know, you trusted McVay in that if he doesn't like this guy, then he better like the next guy. But if he doesn't like the next guy, what are we talking about? And so to me, everybody is chasing the Bucks. So 10 wins, whatever, I mean, sure, that might count for something in Vegas, but it's not going to count for anything in terms of whether or not you're going to hoist the Lombardi trophy. And I don't necessarily know that comparatively the Rams are any closer than any other team in the NFC at this point to getting to the Super Bowl.
Amy Schumer as Jeannie Buss.
I don't like that at all. I don't like that at all.
No, I don't like it one bit.
Sorry, Paul.
Don't like it.
Jeannie is Jeannie. You know why Jeannie's? Do you know how Jeannie's cool? Because Jeannie is funny without telling jokes. You know what I'm saying? And like she gets it on that level. Amy Schumer tells a lot of jokes. You know,
plus,
and like that.
She's like really sexy.
Don't do this.
Schumer,
don't do this. Cap,
not for me.
Cap, don't do this. You're in the wrong lane.
What do you mean?
You're just in the wrong lane.
I'm just saying.
The reason why Amy Schumer doesn't work is because she's a jokester.
Yeah, that's
Jeannie
what I'm saying.
Is
so
funny and smart. There's a difference.
Just doesn't Amy. I saw Amy Schumer one time in a concert, and it was in front of a big crowd, like 10,000, 11,000. And dude, she let some heckler get to her and take her completely out of her game. Small comedy club, I got it, but big, huge arena. I was shocked. I mean, she just couldn't keep it together. I just became not a fan of Amy Schumer. So I don't see Schumer. I don't see Amy in there.
Sorry, Paul.
Oh,
Paul wanted it. That's what he said.
All right.
No, but my point is that like, do we not have larger expectations for the Rams after Stafford coming here? Like, to me, it's kind of like, all right, bro, like this guy, Jared, made the Super Bowl. Like, whatever you may or may not think about whether that Cooper Kupp got injured and everything went wrong in the offense, like, LZ, for your Rams, are expectations, where are expectations, I guess, is my question.
Woody Harrelson is Alex Caruso?
No, I don't like that one. Don't like it at all. It's too old.
Woody Harrelson is already established as a Hollywood superstar on the basketball court. Billy Hoyle? Get out of here. Alex Caruso wishes he could be Billy Hoyle. Come on.
Yeah, I don't know where this person's getting that one from. That was a stretch
for me. I live in Venice Beach. I go to basketball courts all the time.
Clinton, you already know how I feel about the Rams. You already know. Everyone knows. Because I said they're going to finish what? 13-4. So I've already said they're going to be better with Matthew Stafford. I've already said they're going to potentially have the best record in the league, certainly among the best records in the NFC. I've already said they're going to win the division. Why?
What about the
because
tournament,
I just
LZ?
Said 13-4.
What about the tournament? That's what I'm asking you. As in the NFL playoffs.
Well, they're a favorite if they're 13-4. I wouldn't say they're going to win 13 games and have no shot to win the Super Bowl. That doesn't make any sense.
How many playoff games have you seen Matthew Stafford win?
The Detroit Lions, man. You can't whisper me into shame. I know the Detroit Lions backwards and forward. Okay. You talk about Matthew Stafford. How many playoff games has the franchise won since they came into the NFL? I can tell you that answer. It's one. One. They beat the Dallas Cowboys. Now, I loved it, but they beat the Dallas Cowboys and then got stomped in the NFC Championship game by the Washington football team. That did go on to win the Super Bowl, so maybe it wasn't a stomping as much as a coordination for that team. But anyway, the point being is that you can't whisper me.
I was at that game, and Daryl Green had a pickoff that he ran back at the end zone. I was 10 years old. I was screaming. It was great.
See? So you go. So I mean, I'm not going to put the ineptitude of my hometown franchise solely on the shoulders of Matthew Stafford, because I've been a Detroit Lions fan for damn near 50 years, and I've seen one playoff win. And certainly Barry Sanders deserves some respect on his name, and he only won one playoff game. So I'm not going to sit up and say, because Matthew Stafford won, you know, nothing in Detroit, that it must be him. No, clearly it must be them, because no matter who goes there, this is what happens. The only person that was happy in Detroit, you know, besides, you know, Dinah Ross and Aretha Franklin and those folks, was probably Reggie Bush, because he finally got a 1,000-yard rushing season when he was with the Detroit Lions.
See, I'm with you, Clinton. I'm not as bullish on the Stafford signing as everybody else is. Statistically, I see that the Rams got a better quarterback, career for career, stats for stats. But and by the way, and I also acknowledge that sometimes when you play in a bad organization, like Phillip Rivers did for all those years for the Chargers, he put up a bunch of stats. He never really had anything to show for it. And Matthew Stafford's in that same boat, the same boat that Tony Romo was in. He had all kinds of stats. He never had any playoff wins.
Genie?
So I'm curious to see what Stafford will be when he's in an environment that is accustomed to and has expectations of winning.
That's fair. But, Greg, let me ask you this. You're a Raiders guy.
I'm sure the listeners want to know why I'm talking about
I still consider the Raiders a team in California because this is just what I say. Like, what do you think as a non-Rams fan in L.A., Greg, about, like, what the expectations are reasonably for the Rams?
Jason Kidd?
All I'm hearing is LC.
LC is just talking.
Some of these, Eminem. No, I'm reading what the people are saying. This
talking
is
to Instagram. What are we doing?
I like Eminem.
We need more pizza rolls.
The expectations.
Amanda, we need more pizza rolls, Mom.
So you want to know the expectations of the Rams in L.A.?
Yes. Like, what do you actually think?
As a Raider fan, I don't think that people in L.A. have high expectations for the Rams. I don't think that the Rams have some where they're like, oh, if they don't win a championship year, it's over. That's it. I forget it. I don't think that's a thing. I think that for the most part, people, especially here in L.A., want to know what the Raiders are going to do.
There we go.
Jeremy Gilbert says Morgan Freeman as LeBron.
But I don't think that the Rams are going to keep going. I don't think the Rams have that.
We've officially detonated the show.
How about Allie Larder for Jeannie Buss?
I was like, what's happening?
I like Elizabeth Shue for Jeannie Buss.
Natalie Portman. No,
Chris Brown is
Elizabeth Shue is minding her business and counting her money.
No, Chris Brown should be Kuz.
Hell no.
That ain't good.
No. Clinton shot down Ryan Gosling as Kuz.
Because he jelly.
No. We're not having white guys play non-white guys. That's not what we're doing in 2020.
What, can't half of him play Kuz and then we find somebody to play the other half?
You know, can we end the segment? I got to go.
I'm trying to find solutions. All right? I'm trying to find solutions. They got Eminem as Jason Kidd. Someone's got Eminem as Caruso. Clearly, a lot of our followers and listeners want Eminem in this Laker musical.
That's weird to me. He can be.
He can't be Kuz?
Jeremy Renner as Caruso. I don't mind that.
He could. You know what? Eminem could be Palinka. How about that?
No.
Why not? Tell me why not.
Because Palinka's black.
Where did Palinka go to? Where did Palinka go to college?
Michigan.
Where's Detroit?
Ann Arbor.
Everybody in the 303.
Ann Arbor is Michigan.
Put your Eminem.
Detroit is somewhere else.
Follow me.
Whoa, hold on.
Everybody thinks the entire state of Michigan is just Detroit.
Was that a cap pickup on a pop culture reference that I made?
That's right.
That just happened?
That's right.
That just happened?
Yeah, that's right.
Slim Shady as Palinka is clearly a lock. Bangs gavel. Let's go.
James McAvoy as Alex Caruso. And they got a picture of him as the Beast. That's actually pretty good. I want James McAvoy as Alex Caruso.
I want more pizza rolls.
Caruso could have played Elmer Fudd in Space Jam. Wow, that seems like an insult. Aaron Paul by Caruso. Do we like Aaron Paul?
Who is that?
He's the bumbling assistant for Breaking Bad.
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
He's Jesse.
Jesse, right.
I like that.
I didn't give him the name because he didn't know who Aaron Paul was, so I figured Jesse wasn't going to help.
No, Jesse would help a lot more than Aaron Paul. Much more.
I can see that guy now.
I thought if I said bumbling assistant, that would help.
That was fair. Yeah, that worked out.
It did help a little bit. It did. All right, listen, coming up.
What about the Rams?
Well, forget about it. Listen, coming up, I thought today was really interesting. Forbes ranked today the highest paid athletes in the world. LeBron is in the top five, but he's not even close to number one. Who is the highest paid athlete on the planet for the last year? Number one's going to blow your mind. Number four is definitely going to blow your mind. I'm going to give those to you. Coming right back, it's SLK on 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Yeah, Sedano, LZ, and Cap, 710 ESPN. Yo, if you want to jump in, go for it. 877-710 ESPN, 877-710-3776. I know that there's a lot going on Twitter right now, as LZ is pretty much hosting an open casting call.
Separate show.
Yeah. I mean, it's okay. Listen, there's a lot of attention that we're all going
show.
In different
this
directions.
This whole bit started on this show.
That's true.
I'm just
experience.
Being consistent with the bit that we created.
Separate
you guys are
inclusive.
Trying to drop off gold.
Bit
this is
alert.
Gold.
Bit killer alert. Thank you. Thank
no, that's,
you.
No, that's
for
it to you.
I know that. Yeah. I know that. That's why I said thank you, because you guys
bit
finally
killer
have my own
alert.
Drop.
How about Rob Lowe as Rob Palenka?
Yes.
Duh.
Yes.
Duh.
I mean,
no
obvious.
No brainer.
Effing way. Sorry, I have to stop it. I have to stand up for Rob Palenka in this situation. I will yell about this for 30 seconds. Let me explain something to you. Rob Palenka was on the national championship playing for a team, not winning team, of the Fab Five when he was a senior. If you think that Rob Lowe has enough game to step onto the court and act like he's Rob Palenka, you're nuts.
What
okay?
do you mean? Step on
Give
the Rob
court. Palenka a little bit more credit than that. It's not just about hair and eyeballs and eyelashes. All right? Come on.
Here, I got something for you, Clinton.
Yes?
Listeners, if you go to the ESPN Los Angeles Twitter account, there's an opportunity for you to vote for who should play Jeannie Buss. We got Ali Lauder, Elizabeth Shue, Charlize Theron, other. Charlize Theron is up almost at 60%.
Thank you. Thank you.
60%. Was okay, that you I'm or was that Greg?
I really like Ali Lauder.
That was me.
That was you.
And what I'm saying is that Rob Palenka was an actual baller. Rob Lowe is just a guy with a dreamy look.
Yeah, but he was an actual baller way back before he was a front office executive, and we're talking about casting him as a front office executive. We don't need him to be a baller.
Dan
no
Marco
ball.
Says that Charlize Theron is too tall.
I agree. I concur.
Too tall to be Jeannie Buss.
Okay, Elizabeth okay. Shue is now. Perfect for Jeannie Buss. Perfect.
Anyone saying Theron is crazy. Shue is smoking hot, so is Charlize.
Listen.
And is super
Elizabeth
capable
Shue,
actress, so is Charlize.
Elizabeth Shue has been my favorite person since she ran onto the mat when Danielson kicked, what's his name, in the face.
Johnny?
Zabka in Karate Kid. Okay. Elizabeth Shue's greatness is not being,
you know what?
Discussed in this household. But what I'm saying is that for this role, I just don't think that.
I'm going straight to the source. Going straight to the source.
Okay, what do you got?
I'm going to text her. I'm going to ask her who she wants to play her in the movie.
This is a great, great bit.
All right,
this is quality work.
Hold on,
quality radio work here.
All right, while LZ
hey girl,
texts over.
Hey, girl. Hey, big head. You hit him with the hey.
Is that a you up text type of thing?
Yeah, you're right. That's the same difference. Right.
While LZ texts the governor to find out who she thinks should play her, and please let her know, LZ, that I think Elizabeth Shue.
And please let her know that I think. I almost forgot who I said it was going to say. Charlize Theron, South African, sidebar, which is a different discussion. But yes, please let her know that I think the better thespian, well, that's like arguable, but I love Elizabeth Shue. I just don't think that she's the one. I think
Elizabeth Shue is about the same age. She's super smoking hot. She's a great actress.
Did you
know,
watch
she just
Kai?
She can she's just she can just Kai. Play the perfect. I mean, she's just at the right time of her life. To play Jeannie Buss. I'm going with Elizabeth Shue. Hey, while LZ texts her, Clinton, have you seen today Forbes' list of the top paid athletes of 2021? Have you seen this?
I have not, sir. Give me the top five right now, please, or the medal stand if that for time purposes.
All right, here we go. At number five, making $96.5 million last year, LeBron James.
Oh, LeBron Raymond James. Okay. That's much lower than I would have thought.
Okay. Let me tell you who's number four on the Forbes list of the highest paid athletes of 2021. At $107.5 million, Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott.
Oh.
Hmm. Oh. He's new. That's new money.
That I was going to say. He's buying a new ranch. His horses are young. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Noted.
He got a $66 million signing bonus. And that's how, when you added up his salary and his signing bonus, Dak Prescott got to $107.5 million. What a story of a guy who bet on himself, got hurt, and rather than losing it all, actually got paid more than he would have if he were healthy.
And
I mean,
got
what a
hurt
story.
In a way, and got hurt in a way, Cap, that I'm going to ask you this, as a guy that's, again, been on a bunch of NFL fields, when I saw the crying on his face, which was honest, real, and sensible, I thought that maybe he thought it was done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was done as in he was never going to play again, but it was never going to be the same. You know, he got the money after that. I mean, the look on his face when he went down, I was like, oh, my goodness. This kid's been working his whole life, and it might never actually happen. It did happen. I'm happy for him.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, when he got hurt, I thought what must have rushed through his head was not only am I in pain and not only could my career be in jeopardy, but man, I had a chance to sign a huge money deal and I chose not to do that. But I'm telling you, Dak Prescott won in the end. $107.5 million. I would never have guessed that Dak Prescott made more than LeBron James. Here's number three. We get
Dak
into
Prescott
the,
plays Kuzma, by the way, quickly. Sorry, sidebar.
Dak Prescott should play Kuzma?
Man, he's got like 70 pounds on Kuzma or something like that.
He can also probably dunk a basketball. So
that's true. That is true.
All right, so Dak's at 107.5 million. We get into the international guys. Soccer players, 120 million, number three on the list, Ronaldo.
I was going to say Cristo or Lionel, which one? Messi okay. or Ronaldo?
Okay, so Ronaldo at 120 million, Lionel Messi at 130 million at number two.
Okay.
Okay, you probably buy that, right? I mean, medal
stand worthy for sure.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, JAC wants to know, are we casting Jerry West too?
Yes, and Jason Williams, White Chocolate, will play Jerry West. Thank you.
All right, I'm going to let him know.
Yep.
I think we need to find somebody else to play Jerry West.
Jason Williams, who played high school basketball with one Randall Moss, just so you know.
Mm-hmm. Number one on the Forbes highest paid athletes of 2021.
Got to be Eldrick.
Okay, you say Tiger Woods, right?
Got to be.
Okay. LZ, do you know this or do you want to take a guess?
Well, last year was Federer. I'm going to assume it's still him.
The courts.
You guys are not going to believe this. At 100.
Oh, it's, I know who it is. It's short dude, little fighter boy.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
Oh,
you
yeah.
got it.
Yeah.
At $180 million, Conor McGregor was the highest paid athlete of the last year. $22 million for a fight. $158 million to him for selling his whiskey company.
Right.
Yeah, the whiskey. He offloaded that after he knocked out a guy in a bar for not drinking it in his presence. And the guy was like 60 years old. Cap, have you seen this clip?
Yeah.
Where he decked that guy
yeah.
for no real reason? Like, that was unfortunate. But I see what you're saying.
$180 million. Now, I'm just going to take a guess here, fellas. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to make a prediction right now that next year, the guy who's at the top of the Forbes highest paid athletes list is Floyd Mayweather.
What, because he's fighting YouTubers? You think that money, you're paying for that fight?
People pay.
Dude,
okay.
These Paul brothers that he's fighting, they've got 20 plus million YouTube subscribers. Their people think this is the funniest and the coolest thing they've ever seen. Floyd Mayweather, I predict, will make more than Conor McGregor's $180 million. I think he'll make more than that next year by fighting YouTubers. Yes, that's what I think.
I'm not against YouTubers being humans. I'm not one of those people. Listen, as somebody that talks a lot of trash, it just shows up on cameras to yell and scream and wear fun clothes. I get it. But I will say this. I can't tell the Paul brothers apart. Sorry. That's just me.
This Katherine Heigl picture that they've posted here, that's a really good genie call.
Yes, she is
it
the
is
exact
a good genie call.
Thing, but I don't think that she's the thespian required to show the range of Mademoiselle Buss, is what I'm saying. I think there's some acting skills that need to be had there.
You know, LZ's right, though. This is going crazy on Twitter, and LZ's sitting here, like, monitoring all of this. Here's the time when you guys should call. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Somehow, earlier today, we got into the idea of who should play Jeannie Buss, who should play LeBron. I still like Morgan Freeman. I think that's funny.
That was pretty funny.
You know? Now would be a good time to jump in on this conversation. Who should play Jeannie Buss? LZ, who do we have? We have Elizabeth Shue.
Elizabeth Shue. Let's see. Hold on.
Charlize Theron.
Elizabeth Shue, Charlize Theron. And then who was the other one? Greg? Oh, he stopped paying attention to the show. Hold on.
I'm trying to work out some stuff with Laura.
We working.
You guys are working out?
What are we doing?
Y'all talking.
Work. This is work. All right? This
work
is work, too.
Work, 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 work. Yeah.
Work, okay. Right.
It's all right. We're taking your actors off the list because you're not paying attention to the show.
All right.
877-710-3776. 877-710-ESPN. If you want to get in on the casting, you don't have to go to Twitter. You can call into the show. We'll grab your calls coming up right around the corner. And I have a question. What's going on with the New York Yankees, and should America know about this? Stick around. We'll get to that.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Sedano, LZ, and Cap on a Thursday afternoon, broadcasting live on 710 ESPN. Right. Shout out to my man, Steve A. at Rams Steve, who says Jennifer Aniston as Jeannie Buss. You see that, LZ?
No.
LZ's Jennifer dancing. Aniston?
No, man. No.
Yo, we've all seen everybody dance now. We just saw LZ dance. All right.
Hey.
You win.
Get it. Hey, you haven't seen me. Don't tell him he wins.
And you haven't seen me dance either.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, we can determine this tomorrow.
You put the music on, that's what happens. I'm actually dancing all the time when
me
you
too.
Play.
Okay, but you know what? Who said Jennifer Aniston? There's a girl on the line that has a... Oof, the actress, she thinks? Mm-mm.
All right, let's go. Let's go to the phones. No. Let's go right to the phones. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Somehow we got into a casting call today, and the question becomes, who should play Jeannie Buss? Since you say there's a girl on the line who has an answer you don't really like, let me go to her first. Christina. Christina, yes. You're on the airwaves of SLK. Talk to us.
Yeah, I want Lindsay Lohan to play Jeannie.
What?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Why?
She just came to my mind when I said when I saw Jeannie Buss, I thought of her.
Girl.
Go ahead, Laura. What's the issue here?
Well, let's see. She can sing.
Sort of.
Sort of. Right?
Mm-hmm. Sort of.
She gets one number in the movie anyway, right? Let's see. Dyes her hair blonde. Yeah, I can work with it. I'm still leaning towards Catherine. Because the followers are hitting us up with some images, and I was like, damn, I thought that was Jeannie. So I don't know about Lindsay
Lohan.
Lohan
can't sing, so this is she's out.
Wait, she had a record or two?
I'm sorry, a record or two? What were those?
You don't remember her singing career? She was a Disney person. They all got singing careers.
That don't mean they could sing.
Can't name the records.
Well, no, it doesn't mean they can sing, but there's a whole bunch of people on air right now that can't sing.
That's true.
Raise his hand.
I mean,
at least you admit it. That's the first thing that I've ever heard Clinton admit to not being good at.
Okay. All right. Good Lord.
Nailed it.
I mean, it's true.
Unbelievable pot shot there.
Okay. Right.
I never said I could.
Look, I got hit so often, someone else got to take a couple shots every once in a while.
I'll take a straight. Right. I'll take a straight.
Way to swing back, right?
What's up, Poppy wants Delroy Lindo to play LeBron.
Why
did he keep casting 60-year-olds to play LeBron?
I don't know, but that's pretty good.
I said Michael
funny.
B. Jordan.
That's pretty good. Yeah. That's pretty good, actually.
I like this one. Cameron Diaz as Jeannie. Anybody?
No. Going once, going twice,
no.
Not sold.
No, can't sell it. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's keep going here. Ben in L.A. Hey, Ben, Sedano, LZ, and Cap on 710 ESPN. What do you got, man?
Well, you know, Catherine Heigl looks a lot like Jeannie, but you want somebody with the chops. I think you got to go with Terry Mulligan. She was great and promising young woman. Mm-hmm. And if you want a Caruso, put a...
Oh, wait a second.
Wait,
you broke
happened?
Up, man. Caruso what? Say Caruso again.
Did you just cut Caruso's minutes?
All right, so I just made fun of Glenn for something. I just messed that totally up. I hit the wrong button.
I mean,
so let's go to,
wait,
let's go to the next person.
Hold on. I have no idea who the person he just mentioned is. Like, I've never heard of that person.
Who did he mention?
Right.
So
what's
that
Poppy
up.
Wants Drew Barrymore Jeannie Buss? Now you just want me to say your name on air. Yeah. You know Drew Barrymore don't look like no damn Jeannie Buss.
You're falling for all of the tricks, LZ.
Am I falling for them or am I playing into them?
Ooh. Not mutually exclusive, but go on.
All right, let me go to these calls here. Kevin in Simi Valley. Kevin, you're on SLK on 710 ESPN. What do you say?
Okay, I got a couple for you. So for Shaq, I go Michael Clark Duncan, who I believe is a Clippers fan.
All right. That's pretty good. Well, okay. He's an actor, so he's going to have to stretch, but that's good. Next.
So for Lamar Odom, I'm going Don Cheadle.
Man, we're going to need some CGI for that, man.
I was going to say, dude, Don Cheadle is shorter
than
Cheadle I
am. Don Cheadle is short.
Dude, what are we casting, the history here?
Right, what
he's
are
got
doing
the chops.
Here?
He's got the acting chops, you know?
Yeah, but
before and after the Kardashians?
What are we
going to
do about that foot, though,
right,
between
right.
his what height and Lamar's height?
What are we talking about?
Hey, that's movie magic. Look at Tom Cruise still doing movies, and not to mention Sylvester Stallone
that's
is the
true.
Shortest guy. So that's doable. And then hey. For Jeannie Buss, I got Kristen Davis.
Kristen Davis from Sex and the City?
Lakers project.
From yeah. Sex and the City, Kristen Davis? Huh.
That's a personality yeah. play yeah. right there.
Okay.
I see that. I see that.
I can see that.
Last and most importantly, LeBron got to play himself. He's an actor.
Wait,
yo,
wait,
this
wait.
Is, this is actually,
I have breaking
on.
News.
This is a good point.
I have breaking news. Can I get some breaking news, please? Oh, okay. I guess that's fine. I was thinking more like zit, zit, zit.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
What's
you did
the
it.
News?
All right, fine. Jeannie has gotten back to me, and she's presented two names.
Ooh.
Two names, people.
Let's go.
And let me just say this. No one, not on the Twitters or on air, has mentioned either of these two.
Either?
Either.
So we have two fresh names. This is exciting. Well played.
Now, I'm going to give you an opportunity to guess because...
Oh, I will be guessing.
You give us hints?
All right, but I'm going to give you hints. You will get hints.
Okay.
Both of these women...
Was that mom with the pizza rolls?
Who's yes.
Yeah, she's coming in. Okay. She's coming in. Don't worry.
That's what I thought I heard. Okay.
And she also just asked if I was drinking right now. So, both actresses or people to play her are singers.
Okay.
All right.
One has actually been nominated for an Oscar.
Have both been on American Idol?
I got one.
Emma
ready?
Stone?
Emma Stone, oh my God.
Not Emma Stone.
Mom!
What about
come
what?
On.
She sang in La La Land.
Did
I get it?
We got one correct Woo! Answer wow. from La.
What did she say?
Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, that's
I said, have either one of them been on
no,
American Idol? I was going
Kelly
that
Kelly Clarkson's
route.
Too heavy to play Jeannie.
Hey, don't
wow.
shame her.
Whoa.
Sorry, I don't mean that
what
as an
happened
asshole,
to girl
but
power?
Like,
girl.
This is hard, man,
wow.
isn't it? See? You say something, they go,
whoa.
Oh, girl. There's nothing you can do
get
about it.
Get out of bounds.
Oh. I love Jeannie.
On the field.
She
back pedal.
Ooh,
back pedal.
Girl. Well, can we dump
it?
Back
pedal. I just can't dump it anymore.
She can't dump it. Now Kelly's going to hear that.
That's okay.
God,
I apologize, Kelly. I do love you, but I just don't think that's a good fit.
It doesn't
body
work
type
for
is
you.
What you're saying.
What I was
she
say
said
is,
good fit. She did it again.
What I was going to say is of the two people that were on American Idol, there's Kelly Clarkson and the person whose name I can't believe I'm forgetting right now, who... When He Cheats, Monday Night Football.
Oh, I know the singer, Carrie Underwood.
Her.
That's not a reasonable guess.
No,
that's not her. You ready, LG?
So,
I got a guess.
But
yes,
I got one.
That's a good one, by the way.
Cap has
Thank
a guess.
You, Mom.
Right. Cap has a guess on the second one, and this is incredible because if he gets it right, I might just run in circles. Okay.
Oh, LG, I'm about to blow your mind here. You ready
Let's
for this?
Go.
Here we go. Lady freaking Gaga.
Boom. Nailed it.
Woo!
I'm running in circles.
Yeah. Mom, that means extra pizza rolls.
Your ability to actually find someone born after 1982 and who actually is still relevant is so poor that I had no idea you even knew who Lady Gaga was.
Ooh, good point.
So to be able to not only say I know her, but then... maybe have a little bit of synchronicity with the governors?
I have a sneak pick, late round pick, Mrs. Irrelevant.
So there you go.
Mrs. Nice. Irrelevant.
I got one
pick.
Right.
My late round pick is Alicia Moore, better known as Pink.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good
very
one.
Good call.
Thank you.
It's a very good one.
Call.
I love Pink.
But Jeannie didn't pick her, but that's a good
that's
one.
I know that, but I'm saying she's actually the one.
Right.
It took me a
to
while
caller,
to get there.
Yeah, to the caller that said Michael Clark Duncan should play Shaq, I just want to remind everybody that he died, just so you know.
CGI,
shout out,
man. CGI.
And rest in peace.
That's why he
rest
said
peace.
Don
yeah.
Cheadle's playing Lamar Odom. Everything's made up.
Right.
You know, that's after that Kardashians. That's why.
All right, hold on. More people want to get in on this. We're going to come right back to your calls. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. And still to come, I must ask LZ for his very important parenting advice. Stay tuned for that, everybody. It's SLK on 710 ESPN.